The hard facts, the statistics, they rain down on us like sticks of bombs. London in the cement mixer of 7.5 hours of death and destruction. 685 bombers, some of them ripping London open twice, because, having made their first run and disgorged their foulness, they flew back to France, refueled, took on another consignment of bombs, took off, and came back. Came back with more of their evil calling cards for London. It was London's deadliest attack of the war so far. In the words of the London Civil Defense Region report, more bombs and more parachute mines were dropped, more fires were started, more civilian damage done, and more casualties caused than in any previous raid. It was April 16th, 1941, 3 days after Easter Sunday. For many years afterward, that night, April 16th and 17th, was known as the Wednesday. 66 local authority areas in London were bombed. For once, the West End and central London, north and south of the river, was hit harder than the East End. The April 16th raid came toward the end of what was known as the Big Blitz. It had started on September 7th and would go on for 9 months. It was something unprecedented in history. The battering London took in those months. No other city had ever experienced anything like that. 95 air raids by day, 166 by night, 261 in total. Nearly 20,000 Londoners were killed. That's 3 an hour. For 9 months, 25,000 Londoners were badly wounded. That's one every 15 sweeps of the second hand. In those 9 months, the Luftwaffe carried out 85 major night raids. 24,000 tons of bombs they rained down on London in those 85 attacks. Another metric, bombs per square mile. Holborn, 568. Stepney, 442. The City, 392. Let's work with that City of London figure for a minute. That works out at one bomb for every 8.5 square feet. How big is 8.5 square feet? 8.5 square feet is not much more than a couple of cemetery plots. That's a lot of bombs, a lot of destruction, a lot of suffering, a lot of death, a lot of evil. It's no wonder the desolation around St. Paul's reminded many people of Ypres in the heart of London. Statistics can only get us so far, though. A great poem can go further, can go where statistics can't go, can do what statistics can't do, can perform the miracle, express the inexpressible. This poem, for example, it's called These Are Facts. It was written by Ruth Venn Todd in 1942. Goes like this. These are facts. These are facts. Observe them how you will. Forget for a moment the medals and the glory, the clean shape of the bomb designed to kill, and the proud headlines of the paper's story. Remember the walls of brick that 40 years had nursed to make a neat, though shabby, home. The impertinence of death, ignoring tears, that smashed the house and left untouched the dome. Bodies in death are not magnificent or stately. Bones are not elegant that blast has shattered. This sorry, stained, and crumpled rag was lately a man whose life was made of little things that mattered. Now he is just a nuisance, liable to stink, a breeding ground for flies, a test tube for disease. Bury him quickly and never pause to think What is the future worth to men like these? People are more than places, more than pride. A million photographs record the works of Wren. A city remains a city on credit from the tide that flows among its rocks, a sea of men. Powerful stuff, isn't it? And on that note, the tide that flows among the rocks of the Today in London History podcast is now receding. And no, I haven't forgotten the little thing that matters with this series, the Today in London tip, the London Walks recommendation. And you know something? I'm not going to play the predictable card here, send you off to the Imperial War Museum or such like. No, it's a fine spring day. Why don't you make your way to St. James's Park? Find a bench, soak up some rays, look at the flowers and the trees and the green grass and the birds, and maybe just for a second, let it cross your mind that 80 years ago, St. James's Park, like other London parks, was a maze of trenches where people could go to ground if they were caught in the open in a raid. There's a lot to be thankful for. St. James's Park not being gashed open with trenches is one of them. You've been listening to the Daily London Walks podcast, emanating from www.walks.com, home of London's only multi-award-winning walking tour company. Indeed, London's only award-winning walking tour company. Award-winning because, uniquely, London Walks fronts its walks with accomplished professionals, barristers, doctors, the former editor of Independent Television News, Royal Shakespeare Company actors, Museum of London archaeologists, the world's leading expert on Jack the Ripper, distinguished academics, a Cambridge University paleontologist, a University College London geologist, the creme de la creme of elite, professionally qualified blue badge guides, etc. Guides who make the new familiar and the familiar new. See you tomorrow.